The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold on.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the gathering offering number 2, and I am an attempting servant. I have not explained what the word the two words attempting servant mean. I'm going to try that now. I attempt to serve the Father in heaven. I attempt to serve His only begotten Son, and I attempt to serve His laws. Now, if I was doing all of them correctly, I wouldn't be down here having to go through this bull manure of the life that we live. I would have completed my penance by knowing everything and doing everything. I am not ever going to try and tell anybody that we have to get it all correct. We have to make a serious attempt to get things correct. We have to establish in our hearts, in our minds, in our actions. That means your mouth when you talk, and of course your head when you think. We must be on the Father's side. If you can't get that, I'm sorry. I am an attempting failure for those individuals that don't get it. I wish I was better, but I'm not. Now, this evening, I want to start on something that everybody thinks they know everything about. And I want to talk about something that I don't think many people understand. If they do understand it, you know, they seem to get it all mixed up. Now, there's something in this country called the Amendments to the Constitution. Constitution of the United States Corporation of America. Now, the first 10 amendments were usually called the Bill of Rights, which went into effect December 15, 1791. So we're going to start on Amendment Number 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And I'm going to stop right there. Okay. Prohibiting the free exercise thereof, of religion. Well, why do you not see the problem there? We have pagans in this country. They've been here for a long time. They don't believe that there is any God or Father. Whoops. That didn't sound too good to me. And how about the people that worship the satanic group? There's no one individual named Satan. Satan is the name of all of the evil angels that were cast to earth. And you have these people out there, these Satanists, and at the heart, at their heart, that's where child abuse comes in. That's where they take little kids out and they torture them. And they get their adrenaline up to a certain height, just as high as they can get. And then they kill these little kids. And then they drink the blood. But that's in their religion. Now, of course, the killing and all that stuff like that is well hidden from most people's eyes and their ears and their perception. But it is happening. How do you think that not just hundreds, but thousands of children disappear every year and nobody ever finds them? Nobody ever finds them. Interesting. So how am I supposed to have a good life, any chance at a good life, when there's pagans and Satanists inside my area? I mean, they actually go out and vote. They vote for whoever they want to vote for. And they've got the same ability to vote. Their vote counts as much as mine. Well, that's total and complete diarrhea. Wonder why we're in the condition we're in? I want you to think about it. Have you actually sat down and said, well, Amendment Number 1 says there can't be an establishment of religion. Well, let's see. What does the word religion mean? Do you know what the word religion means? Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let you look it up and see if you want to look it up, all the definitions of religion. Now let's move down to Amendment Number 2. A well-regulated militia being necessary security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, maybe you're in first grade, and maybe I don't understand four words. Shall not be infringed. Okay, if I infringe on your space, and let's say you're standing somewhere, and I don't stand two or three back from you, and I walk right up to you, and I get my nose 2 inches from your nose and start talking to you, am I infringing on your space? Well, if you tried to do that to me, you'd certainly be infringing, and you'd know it very quickly. Think about it. Shall not be infringed. Okay, how did it start? Well, let's see. You can't own a firearm. Of course, they call it a gun in their laws. Firearm and a gun are not the exact same thing. And it does not say anything right there about firearms, does it? It says bear arms. Oops. So they changed that bearing arms from a firearm to a gun. And now, if you're under 18, you can't have a gun or firearm. Now, as a youngin', when I was about 5 years old, it was decided by my dad and others that I should learn how to shoot a firearm. So they got me a .22 short rifle. It was a break in half. You could put in 122 and close it, take the safety off, and fire it. Well, I had a real problem at the beginning. I couldn't hold the rifle up. I wasn't strong enough to hold the little 22 up. So they got me a box. And, you know, I kneeled down, put it on a box, started learning how to shoot. And then on a constant basis in my family, that was done. Step by step by step. So, in a sense, you might say, well, your Jerry's parents were violating the law. He was under 18. He's got a gun. Yeah, I had to clean it. I had to care for it. It was necessary. And you did not violate any of my dad's rules about what you do with a firearm. Well, this continued all my life. And by the time I was 9 years old, I was allowed to go hunting. I could go after this, that, or the other. Now, I did have some particular animals that were not wanted on the farm where I was staying. And so I saw one of them, I killed. That was it, because they were going to either get into the chickens or something of that nature. Well, that's illegal. Me going out on my own, on 80 acres, no adults around, and me getting rid of a fox, or shooting a rattlesnake, excuse me. Now, let's go forward with this a little bit. In this country, if you commit a thing, and I'm going to go back to some actual laws in the state of Florida, you're not allowed to have a gun. Well, in the state of Florida, if you gave somebody a check for $101 and somehow you made a mistake on your checking account and that $101 check bounced, that's a felony. A felony for making a addition mistake, maybe. Well, guess what? I got married. And my wife was young, she hadn't had a lot of experience, and I had a couple of checking accounts. And so she was taking care of bills and things of that nature like that, and she wrote a number of checks on the wrong account. Well, they all bounced. Well, the first one didn't bounce, but three or four others bounced. The bank called me up and said, Jerry, you got to come down here. Three checks bounced. I said, what? And I knew the bank wasn't lying. I went down there. Sure enough, my wife had written the checks on the wrong account. So, I didn't just have $101 type of felonies against me. I had some that were $300 and $400 and $500 felonies against me. Well, immediately, as soon as I got there to the bank, you know, instead of getting a hold of the people and saying the check is bounced, that the bank knew me very well. They said, they just pushed the buttons and moved money over, and so as such, there was not a problem. But I want you to think about that. Bouncing a check, I'm not talking $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 checks being bounced. I do know people that have done that, and constantly we're scamming people. Is that a good thing, to take away your right to bear an arm because you had a felony? Well, let's see. If somebody went out with a gun, a firearm, and robbed the 7-Eleven store and cocked something, maybe fired off a shot or two in the ceiling, didn't shoot anybody, yeah, that SOB should never, ever have the right to bear arms again because he did something dangerous. He put people's lives at stake, and he used a firearm to commit more than one felony. Now, let's keep pushing this issue. Now, each of you that has never, ever done any crime at all, ever, you have people that in our society that take and they commit crime after crime after crime. Yet, you who did never did anything wrong, you want to go down and get yourself a little 22, a little 410 to shoot, you know, some kind of bad rodent around your place, or whatever else you want to get. And you have to have a background check. You have to have a license. And you need to, you know, bend over and let them see if you got a hemorrhoid hanging out of your rear orifice. And you didn't do a damn thing wrong. And you got to wait days and sometimes weeks to be able to pick up the item that you want. You're not the criminal. The criminals did this. Why should somebody that's not a criminal have to have a background check? Why should they have to have a license? And on and on and on. Why don't the law enforcement people continuously check on the people that have done violent felonies? And go in and check and, oops, they got one. Put them in jail for another 10 years. Don't make me have to pay money, make me wait, let them get all of my information to find out exactly what I've got, and I did nothing wrong. Kind of ticks me off when somebody penalizes me for somebody else doing something wrong. Does it bother you a little bit? Now, here's the funny thing. Throughout the course of my life, I've never had to have a background check. I've never bought a gun or a firearm ever in my life from a store. Never had, never did. One time in the 80s, I went to an auction because a retired judge of mine had a friend, and that friend's son had messed up, and he had a big lien against him, and he had a firearm store. Well, I went to the auction as a retired judge, and I bought it. I bought everything there. Well, my wife had a heart attack that afternoon. I came back with over 150 rifles. Came back with 60 or 70 pistols. And I don't know how many knives, how many swords, how many bullet holders and ammo cases and tents and jackets, all associated with, you know, firearms. She said, "What have you done?" I said, "Well, I got it. I tried to tell somebody I'd help somebody, and this is my security, and they're supposed to have the money in, you know, 4 or 5 days, and, you know, I'll let them have their stuff." Now, let's think about this. When I bought those items at the auction, they didn't ask me to get a license for over 200 firearms. I don't know how many thousand bullets, shotgun shells. Unbelievable. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the shotguns were separate. That was another 30 or 40 shotguns. They were different than rifles. And nobody did anything. No one asked me for my ID. Nothing. And it was held, the auction was held by the sheriff's department. They didn't ask me for a single thing. Yet I couldn't go to a firearm store and buy a .357 or a .22 pellet gun, if you will, almost. Something down to almost nothing. Without getting a license and a background check. So, whoops, how's that happen? Just because I happen to have had money, they didn't bother me? Well, you, the good guys, are having to pay for all this extra stuff. Your taxes are being raised because someone doesn't know what the word, three words, shall not be infringed. I wonder if that's a good thing or not. I think we're coming up to a station break, so thank you.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for holding on through the station break and the ads. I hope that you're listening to this particular music. It's a change from the last time I was on RBN, and it is called Two Steps from Hell, Dash to Glory. Now, the whole point of me giving out the name and how to find it, it's on YouTube. It's 4 minutes and 35 seconds long. The last 4 minutes and 36 seconds long. You know, we chopped the last 36 seconds and it'll be played twice. I am hoping that people would take that information and go on YouTube and look up Two Steps from Hell Dash to Glory. Because we are two steps from hell. And if we do not do this correct, there ain't going to be no glory. And this is very motivating to me, and I should hope it should be motivating to other people. And see if you can find 4 minutes and 36 seconds. And you'll probably understand why I chopped the last 36 seconds, because it's just winding down. And there's a time concern about being playing stuff. And listen to it. Take 4 minutes and 36 seconds to, don't be looking at the TV, don't be looking at the screen on your computer when it's playing, or your phone. Just sit there and close your eyes and listen to the whole 4 minutes and 36 seconds. There's a lesson to be learned here, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it only applies to me. Now, after the next station break comes up in a couple minutes, and if anybody would like to call in, the call-in number is 512-248-8252. And I would like you to stay, please, your calls on what I've discussed in the first 20-25 minutes. The first 10 amendments, usually called the Bill of Rights, talking about religion, or the free exercise thereof. Boy, that's the kicker. And how about the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But there's a lot more to do these amendments. There's more to them that need to be discussed. You need to know where you stand. In other words, we have had approximately 250 years of being bull manured on a constant, continuous basis. When are we going to wake up? That's the question. Are we going to wake up now? Because you ain't got too much longer to wake up. I pray that somehow these things that kind of hurt to talk about, in fact, will, in fact, help you make up your mind. Because it isn't just you that has had something shoved up your rear orifice. Your mom and dad's had that happen to them. Your grandparents had that happen to them. Your great-grandparents had that happen to them. And, well, it's only a little bit of a problem, and then it gets, well, it's not that much more, it's just more. And, well, let's find another excuse. Let's let these SOBs just, well, we can't do anything. And then you get down, you get depressed, and you start walking around wondering why, you know, I'm drinking a quart of booze a day. I'm taking drugs. I'm going to the doctor and telling him I got this, and so he gives me these various high and low drugs. And you hide yourself behind your alcohol and your drugs. Or whatever else you want to do that makes you feel, okay, I'm by myself, nobody's hurting me. They're hurting you. They're hurting your children. They're hurting your grandchildren. And it's about time people get pissed off about what they're doing to our loved ones. That's my opinion. That's how I intend and have been living my life since 1991. Because in 1991, I went back to a book that I said, nobody reads it. Nobody, when you read it to them, a certain verse or two, oh, no, that doesn't count. Oh, no, that doesn't count. And everybody says, well, the cancel culture is going on right now. The cancel culture has been going on for 5,000 years. We're at the bottom of the hour, patient break. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're going to have another 15 to 20 minutes of visiting with each other. Again, if anybody wants to call in relative to the Bill of Rights, phone number is 512-248-8252. And I'm supposed to give the 800 number of 800-313-9443. I would think most people that listen to RBN know those numbers. But there are some people that are new listeners that don't know them, so that's why we're supposed to give out those numbers. Well, anyway, I'm going to continue on this issue of the Bill of Rights. Everybody that I've ever known talks about the bearing of arms. shall not be infringed. However, before that, it says the right of the people to keep. Now, we move into Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons. That word right is there again. Now, we keep going, and we look through and see, wow, Amendment 6, enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Now, this is a little off the subject here, but the last words of Amendment 6 are, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. If you don't know the difference between assistance of counsel and an attorney representing you, you ain't got no prayer at all in these courtrooms. Okay, now Amendment 7, the right of a trial by jury. Amendment 9, the enumeration of the in the Constitution of certain rights. Okay. Are we getting any picture here that why it's called the Bill of Rights? How many people know what the word right, R-I-G-H-T, means? I'm not talking about the correct thing. I'm talking about an ability to have something. Hey, Constitution guarantees us certain rights, R-I-G-H-T-S. Well, we got to go back in history to learn what the word right means in the course of law. A right is something that's given to you by a king, an emperor, a dictator, whatever you want to call that particular government. And that right may be taken away at whim. Now, where did I come up with that word, whim? Well, there's a couple of U.S. Supreme Court cases, and they talk about Social Security. And in those U.S. Supreme Court cases, it says that people may receive increased Social Security or decreased Social Security, or, and that's by Congress's action, or they can have it all taken away. And they define the word benefit as a right, R-I-G-H-T. And every single right that you think you've had, and hey, I was in this boat, you know, before 1986, I was in the same boat as 99% of the people. And I said to myself, how can you be this stupid? The King of England, which is the secondary owner of what we call the United States of America, Vatican is the primary owner, they may remove a right at whim. This is not anything that is hidden when you get into studying law. So, again, my dad, my grandpa, my great-grandpa, all of my family, they came to America, or was born here in America. Each and every one of them were deceived because they did not know what the word right, R-I-G-H-T, means. Well, I kind of lied to you just then. My dad knew. Charles Franklin Taylor knew. I found it. I came down. I said, "Here, look at these U.S. Supreme Court cases. This is another one of these. Jerry, we hoped you'd never find that." And again, I told him, "What do you mean? You knew about this. You didn't do a damn thing about it." And two of the most, there were no other men that I can think of in my life that I respected more than Charles Franklin Taylor. They again said, what can you do about it? And I said, I don't know what I can do about it. But you know, I've never ever had to acquire a firearm with a license or anything. I did have, one time I was gone from the house, my wife was out shopping, took our one child there, and I had my only Rhodesian Ridgeback with me for a short time, and somebody came in and took everything. And, of course, they, you know, wanted to get the guns, you know, first. Well, I wasn't all that disturbed because I knew what I was going to do. I just picked up the newspaper, and I found someone that had a whole bunch of guns for sale. And I went down there, and I went to that sale, and this man was elderly. He was probably in his mid-80s. And there had to be 15 to 20 different men in his place looking at all of his stuff. And I just looked at the man that owned those guns. And I could see his heart breaking, people walking up. Well, how much do you want for this? You know, he said, well, 500. Well, would you take 200? And this is just breaking this man's heart. And I just went over to the man and I said, would you take $2,000 for all of these guns and just be over and done with this? He said, yeah. I said, okay, I'll give you $2,500 cash. He says, you just agreed to give me $2,000, now you give me $500. And I said, well, I was just seeing if you really wanted to sell them, so I'll give you $2,500 cash. He said, yes. I whipped out $2,500 bills. And all the other people said, my gosh, they were all nickeling diming this guy. Well, I got a whole bunch. And I said, man, I got way too many, and, you know, my wife was going to get upset again. But I had a plan. I called up my good workers, good other builders, and I said, I got way too many guns here. And I was using that term, guns, then. And I said, why don't you come on down and take a look at them? And, you know, everybody walked out, and I had 7, 8 different guys show up. Everybody walked out with 2 or 3. And they got really good deals. And after the first few people came in, And they knew these were not goofy little people that had never bought a firearm before. They all said, man, this is fabulous. What a fabulous deal. You sure you don't want more money, Jerry? No. Just take care of your house. Make sure you're safe. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you that, you know, that's the way you can acquire things. Be patient. But try and find an ad in the newspaper now for somebody that has a 357 or a 22 or any kind of little anything. In the newspaper. I don't think they allow you to advertise them in newspapers anymore. Of course, it's kind of hard to find a newspaper anymore, too. So your right is something that you believe that you've got, that it's inherent, that it comes with, hey, I'm out of my mom's womb. I'm breathing oxygen. I'm nursing. This belongs to me. You have no rights. They take and they chip and they chip, and then when they want to, they take them away. Every single facet of where it says you've got a right, there are so many rules and regulations that you've got to be halfway crazy, like me, to sit down and go through and start on U.S. Supreme Court cases and go through every single case ever presented. Now, I didn't work on every single subject. I started out with like 4 or 5 subjects. And I just kept going. And when I got to that subject, I write that case and what the points are and so forth of law. But along the way, I found some other things I didn't know about. Now, people don't have that kind of time. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm trying to tell you that you have to get your head right. You have nothing except pure, full diarrhea that the government is going to do for you. They're after one thing. Only one thing. And it's not just the United States of America. It's virtually every single government in the world is after. And what are they after? Well, there's a timeline, an exact timeline. And at the end of that timeline, the only begotten Son of the Father in heaven is going to be coming back here to this planet. to this location. And he's going to have 12,000 members of each of the 12 tribes of Israel. That totals 144,000. Now, though that 144,000 have been going everywhere the only begotten Son has been going for approximately 24,000 to 25,000 years. I can't narrow it down to more to anything closer than that. And that date is coming. It's around the corner. People are discussing right now how NASA, N-A-S-A, why don't you read it backwards? N-S-A, NASA, write it down, N-A-S-A, and then write A-S-A-H, and say it out loud. I'm not going to do it. See if you can pick up a pencil and just write down NASA, and then read it from right to left, write it down from, you know, put it down from right to left, but make it left to right, say the word. You're going to kind of flip out. Well, NASA's got a new project now. Their project, which has been going on for a long time. They are now working on a new system to get the asteroid that's coming. And some people say it might be a meteor. Doesn't really matter to me whether it's a meteor or an asteroid. But it's in your good book. It's called Wormwood. When was the first time, at least that I could find, that NASA was, well, NASA wasn't around, but that the Vatican used the word Wormwood in public letters at the beginning of the 19th century, 1900, up 1905. And a French scientist, an astronomer we call him now, a guy who looked at stars, he and a guy in England, they found something, an asteroid, and they published this. The Vatican's response was this. Excuse me, let me back up. One guy found it, another guy went and found it a few years later, and, you know, two or three years later. So they didn't both find it at the same time. But the Vatican's repeated a message. Is this Wormwood? Wormwood is on the way. And NASA is not going to be able to destroy it. NASA is out there to con job each and every person that thinks, oh, we can go to the moon, and we can go to Mars, and we can send satellites and or rockets and ships and all this kind of stuff to the other planets. That's horse manure, ladies and gentlemen. Complete, total horse manure. It tells you very clearly in the good book that the Father in heaven and his only begotten Son cast Satan to earth. Didn't say he cast him to the solar system. And along that subject, how is it possible for somebody to take and leave this planet? Does anybody have any idea of what it would take to leave this planet? Could it be that you just didn't go look something up? How hot is it around this planet? In other words, how many degrees in temperature? Well, the temperature around our planet, and the NASA puts these numbers out. Not me. It's something called the Van Allen belt temperatures. And those temperatures, they want to fool you at the beginning. Between 2,000 and 20,000 K. Great. I don't know what K means. I'm not from England. I understand Fahrenheit. Well, 20,000K equal to 35,540 degrees Fahrenheit. So obviously 2,000 is 3,540 degrees. Now think about that. Now NASA's new Orion spacecraft, the temperature range for Orion is minus 150 degrees Fahrenheit and 550 degrees positive Fahrenheit. Got a station break here.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call for and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen, we're back after the station break. I want to finish up here about the Van Allen Belt. The lowest temperature range is 3,554 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, to get that information, you have to go through approximately 10 pages of complete garbage. They change formulas. They do this, that, and the other. You can actually find this by getting on your computer and looking up Van Allen Belt temperatures. And they tell everybody, well, what we do is we fly through the lower temperature areas. We don't fly through the high temperature areas. Van Allen Belt surrounds this planet. Keep the bad guys here, not let them go out and ruin the rest of the solar system. Now, tell me, I want someone that's smarter than me, tell me how something in the lowest temperature range is where they aim for to go through, 3,554 degrees Fahrenheit, and yet NASA's Orion spacecraft, you got to find that somewhere else, actually, it's suitable for minus 150 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it's good for the high side of 550 degrees Fahrenheit. Wait a minute, kids, there's 3,000 degrees difference between temperature and what the best of the best of what Orion can do right now. 550 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's going to be flying through something 3,554 degrees Fahrenheit. But you see, that's going to be, that's what you're going to use as their savior. And tell you, that's just why we're doing this. We're going to save you. It's their only hope. The bad guys, the evil guys. And they know it's all BS. The only thing they want to do is to ensure that all of the individuals on the planet have altered DNA, RNA. You know, it's funny they come up with RNA after numerous years because people started figuring out, oh, well, we got to give them another name. What everything is about, ladies and gentlemen, is a certain timeline. The timeline of Adam, 5.5 days. After the hour break.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.